Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, you're Around the Way Social Worker. And baby, yes, I am back to give you this dose of vitamin E. Man, I love coming on here. I love it. I love it when you give me the feedback. I love it when y'all talk to me. I love it because not only that, but when you hear something, I ran into one of the listeners and she said she listened to the podcast and there was a question that she wanted to ask, but she forgot what it was. So while you're listening to the podcast, and if there are some questions or even if there's some input that you want to say, write that down. Go ahead and DM me on Instagram, on TikTok. Send me your email address, child, and we'll get it together. Leave a comment on the podcast. You know, I hear those comments too. So we'll be able to break them down and give you in-depth understanding. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to come back with part two. We're talking about vulnerability. Vulnerability is work, y'all. You got to put in the work when you're talking about being vulnerable, because we're not vulnerable with everybody. Everybody is like fire. If you burn yourself once with some fire, child, you're going to know, hey, that's fire over there. And you're going to know how to conduct yourself. So when we're talking about being vulnerable, we're building up healthy relationships for the duration of our lives on this side. If it's not healthy, I don't want it. If it ain't healthy, I don't want it. And even me and my husband, we still have to check in because there are some things we can sometimes get comfortable. When you've been in long-term relationships, baby, you can get comfortable sometimes. And even your long-term partner could have done something or said something to you that you done held for a long time and you don't feel that you need to be vulnerable. On the last episode, I said, if you can't be vulnerable with your partner, y'all need to go to the table or y'all need to start making some arrangements because y'all need to do something different. Because if you can't be vulnerable with your mate, who can you be vulnerable with? So last week when I just want to give you five to break down into understand and just to chew on that for a little bit. Because when you come here, I always want to give you something to think about. If you look for me to make you laugh and giggle and make you feel good, you know, I'm going to do what he allowed me to do, but I understand my assignment. You know, we grow him. We grow and we talk about real stuff and we talk about how to get over, how to deal, how to remove or how to rebuild our lives. Because I'm a Step Strong coach. That's what I do. I teach you how to step strong unapologetically. That's after life has happened. That's what I do. That's who I am. So I want to start today and just say these things that we need to look for when we're looking for a healthy relationship. And if you have not listened to last week, go back and listen to that first, because I gave you five to look for and we talked about them, you know, just to encourage you and empower you. All hope is not lost. Your partner is on the way. You are not doomed to be single forever. You are not doomed to be in a sick relationship. I'm telling you, it's the turnaround time, baby. It's the turnaround time. But when you decide to be vulnerable, when you're making a decision or you're contemplating on being vulnerable, you need to also make sure that they are able to talk about others with a sense of respect. Because, you know, y'all, come on now, we talk, but the person that you are interested in, are they able to talk about others with a sense of respect? You know, they ain't always putting nobody down that they are, you know, they hold a high regard for a person or they really look up to somebody and they're able to tell this to you and you're able to see, oh, no, they ain't bad or they ain't negative. They ain't negative Neds or negative Nancys. I mean, you know, I see that. But this is when you are deciding to be vulnerable with this person. But if this person is always And nobody's always and never. You don't use those two words. But if this person is on a regular, they're talking with disrespect about individuals, about people, that's a red flag. And that lets you know, now let me pull on back a little bit. Let me pull on back a little bit. And also, if they treat others with respect, not only are they discussing or talking about somebody with respect, but they also treat others with respect. You know, you can catch some people, baby, they can be downright selfish. They can be downright all for themselves. But when you catch you a person that they're able to talk respect or speak highly of, or, you know, give accolades to somebody, but then they also know how to show respect. These are some deciding factors when you are contemplating or deciding to be vulnerable, even to start or to restart. Also, they share struggles that they've been able to navigate in the past. So they don't just close down and just listen to you, or they want to hear all you got going on, but they're able to share. They're able to share. And that's why, you know, I thank God for the spirit that he's given me, because even me as a coach or as a speaker, as a social worker, I'm able to listen, encourage and empower, but also say, hey, I've been there. I've done that. Because if I can't be real, if I can't be genuine and transparent, who's going to listen to me? Especially, oh no, I don't know anything about that. Oh no, we've never been through that. You lying. So I appreciate and I thank God that he gave me this spirit to be able to let a person know or a client know that you're not by yourself. Been there, done that, and look at me now. You know, just to give them some encouragement and to let them know that all is not lost. Also, when you're contemplating vulnerability, when they express interest in wanting to know your truth, they want to know you. They honestly, genuinely want to know you. And don't move too fast, because you don't want your life story on Lifetime. This is what I'm saying. Like, when we get into these new relationships, you don't want your story on Lifetime. And Lifetime nowadays is Facebook, social media. So make sure that just because you see this one and you don't see the other three, or maybe you see the other three and you show not seeing this one, hey, you need to be able to check these things off. Because these are some things that you should be looking for when you're considered being vulnerable. Because if you don't look for these things, guess what? You're going to find yourself back where you came from. You're going to find yourself back saying, man. So make sure that you are not being hasty. You know, because like I said, my population that I worked in, you know, I loved it. And I told them that, you know, your life is not over. But you have to learn how to live now, and you have to learn how to take care of yourself. So a lot of times, you know, I think about diabetes, how, you know, people, when they learn that they're diabetics, and, you know, it seems like their whole eating habits change. They have to monitor this. They have to monitor that. And their life is not over. It's just they have to learn a new way to preserve what they got. So the same thing I'm saying to you when we're talking about vulnerability. You have to learn how to gracefully and strategically and timely start letting down some walls. And look for these signs, because this is going to let you know if that person is mentally mature enough. Listen to me. This is going to let you know if that person is mentally mature enough for you to be vulnerable. Because you know how sometimes when little kids, somebody will do something or say something and they'll laugh. And that's not funny. What you laughing for? You know, but the baby thought it was funny. So the same thing when it comes to you being vulnerable. You have to make sure that they are mentally mature enough, ready to receive your vulnerability, and vice versa for you too. you know, we're talking about healthy relationships. And like I said once before, I would be a one-sided coach if I'm always talking about, you need to look for this. No. And you need to pay attention, check yourself. You know, if I knew then, that was one episode. If I knew then what I knew now, we got to check ourselves first. We looking for everybody else to be this perfect person. We looking for this everybody else, you know, to be old Mr. Right or Miss Right. But we ain't right. So you have to start with yourself first. So before you start looking for this, thank you, Holy Ghost. Before you start looking for this in other individuals, look at it for in yourself first. I understand Michael Jackson's song when he said, I'm staring at the man in the mirror. I'm looking at the man in the mirror because you know, I got to make the change. I got to make the change. So that's the same thing for you. So you keep looking for these signs in other people, but you ain't even trying to stop and say, well, what about me? Let me look at me. Am I able to do this? Am I able to do this? What about this? So you got to ask yourself first. And that's why I'm so big on relationships and resetting your lives. But I'm also big on getting you together first, because we don't want to point at the beam. That's word. The beam in somebody else's eye, and we got a moat in ours. You see what I'm saying? Or look, how you have to know you. You got to know you. Get yourself right. Because see, a lot of times it don't be the other person. A lot of time it be us. Yeah. But you have to say, am I mentally mature to receive somebody else's vulnerability? Because it's a two way. It can't be your way all the time. But you, because sometimes it's going to be on him. Sometimes it's going to be on you. Sometimes it's going to be on her. Sometimes it's going to be on you. But you have to be able to flip the coin and look on both sides and make sure that I want it. I desire it. So I'm able to reciprocate. I'm able to give the same thing. I'm able to be there present with this person. You got to look at yourself first. That's one thing you got to do, baby, because it ain't always them. It ain't always them. And Coach TJ Black gonna tell you, it ain't always them. I'm gonna need for you to do a self-examination. Do you first. Then once you do you, and you say, well, I know I'm straight and I'm ready. Then you start deciding if the person you're with is ready. Also, this is the last one. If they are consistent with you, when you are considering vulnerability, you are deciding to be vulnerable with an individual, are they consistent? Because child, if they're not consistent, that something's already off. That means that you're not here present with me. That means that you are not willing to put in the time with me only when it accommodates you. That's a problem. You got to be consistent with me, especially if we are in a relationship or if we're pursuing a relationship, we're in a marriage, or we're thinking about getting married. Show me consistency. Consistency works every time. Because when you're consistent, it works every time, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Consistency is going to tell you and show you what it is. Whether it's bad consistency, you're going to see the pattern. If it's good consistency, you're going to see the pattern. You can't hide from it. You can't hide from it. So I'm just saying to you, when we're talking about vulnerability, you're deciding, you're contemplating vulnerability or to, you know, restart it again, your relationship. Ask yourself these things. And this, if you ask yourself these things, you're going to be able to look at it from both perspectives. And we talked about that last week in the podcast, but ask yourself, you know, do they talk about others with a sense of respect? Do they treat others with respect? You know, can they share the struggles that they've had and they're able to navigate in the past to get on the other side? You know, can they express interest in wanting to know your truth? Do they do this? And are they consistent? Are they consistent? You may want to start from 10 and go back up to 1, or you may want to start with 1 and go down to 10, but it really does not matter. And if you can't see this in your relationships, if you can't see this in the person that you are considering, you're considering, I'm not saying it's set in stone, but y'all need to discuss it and see what is the hang up, what is the hold up, what is the problem, what is the reason. Because I'm telling you, we don't want to continue to be living in cycles, relationships that are on repeat. You keep picking the same people. You keep being drawn to the same people. You keep attracting the same people. But you need to sit down and say, hey, I'm considering being vulnerable. Because you ain't got to be tough all the time. It get hot when you be suited up. You start sweating, child. You ain't got to be suited up all the time. Sometimes you just want to be free. Us women know what we're talking about. We know when we come home from work, baby, we get undressed from head to toe, and it feels so good. Same thing with men. They come home, they kick their shoes off, and they're able to be free. They sit in their chair, you know, watch TV. They are free. So you don't want to have just a lockup, because you got all these keys walking around like a janitor, because you done made all these different gates and all these different walls, child. It's time to be free. So y'all know I can talk all day, but y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you're maintaining. They know about your vulnerability. Baby, you don't trust nobody. Baby, you even let nobody see the real you. Honey, you so happy for these masks, you'll know what to do. But let them know. I know what to look for now. I know what to look for now. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. Y'all keep coming back. Leave me a comment. Let me know that you actually here on the podcast. You can leave a comment. You can record one. You can type one. Word of mouth travels fast. So please leave a comment. Hit save. So when people are strolling, want to find some good things to listen to, some real stuff to listen to. Now listen, this ain't, you know, if you're looking for a child, let me tell you, no. So until the next time, I love y'all. Y'all remember to keep God first and to trust him. I don't care what it's looking like, what's going on. Keep going to the Father, because he's going to keep revealing and confirming things to you that are for you. So y'all be blessed, and I holler.